Today's Mishnah in Masechet Shvi'it is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chet. Now, as we said yesterday, Perek Dalet seems to be a very confusing Perek in that it's hard to identify the theme, and all of a sudden, we're moving on to the inyanim of Achila of particular Peres. So, in our Mishnah Chet, what we had started yesterday is we started talking about those peirot that have a remez in the Torah to different stages, and that even though the Torah says la'ochla, and la'ochla means lo lehefsed, and if you are eating peiros that are not really completely ripe, then you would think that you're being mafsid them. So we saw that since the Torah considers hagim to be a type of actual usable fig, even though it's only usable for snacking on when you're outdoors, you would never bring it into a meal in your home, that gave you a right to a two-stage level of achila. You can't bring them into your house yet. You can't really take any number of them, and you can pop them into your mouth. You can eat them out. Now, we have the same type of thing we have as well on some other issues, such as grapes. Now, when it comes to grapes, the Torah also identified Boser is a stage of grape development. They're not yet ripe. But Haboser, Misha Hevi Maim, Ochelbo Pito Basadeh. Once they can have some level of juice, you squeeze them and they get a little liquidy, then you're already allowed. You can't bring them into your house yet because you're being mafsid them. But if you want to snack on something outdoors with it and you're in the field, then the Torah is matir it. Once it's close to being Be'ushim, very strange because Be'ushim usually means that they are already ruined, right? They're low quality. But what it means over here is that they are on the ripe end, and which if you leave them any longer, they're now going to turn into bu'ushim. And therefore, now's the time to bring them into your house. So hiv ish konesh l'toch beito. V'chein kayotzebo b'sha'ar shnei shavua. Just like we saw with the question of the figs, it's the ripe stage that is considered to be the onata ma'asrot. And at that point, they're chayev in the ma'aser. Now starts the next Mishnah, Mishnah Tet. There's yet another type of fruit where the Torah identifies the stages in which it's not considered to be a pagam of la'ochla v'lo lahefsed to eat them before they're fully ripe. And what is that? Olives. So once olives are good enough to be able, mishi yachnisu revi'it la'sa'ah, once you would get a quarter, meaning a quarter of a lug, of course, what revi'is always means, a quarter of a lug per one sa'ah of the olives, then even though that's a very low yield, but it's enough for you to be able to squeeze an olive, to break it open, put se'ah, you bust it open, and that makes it at least a little bit edible, and you can eat that in the sudden. Once it gets to a further stage where you can get a chatzi lug and not just a revius halug, then you can actually use the oil through ketisha, through doing the normal crushing process, and you're even allowed to use that oil as a skin, something to rub on your skin, which we learn out, of course, is also considered to be a primary way of utilizing the pre. Once it gets to its full size that is roy for the home, which is only shlish, once it gets to the stage of a shlish, then kotesh basadeh, the kanesa toch beito, you can even bring that oil into the home. So normally we wouldn't allow you to do that because we would want you to actually wait till it's fully ready, but that's because other peiros have to be fully ready for achila. As over here, we're talking about olives, and olives, we know also from the pasuk that sicha is kishtia, and that therefore you can bring them even when they're just usable to get you the oil for crushing, which is one third of their full growth. Now, the same thing is true once they've reached a shlish in the rest of the Shnei Shavua, and there it's now, it's a question, am I going to take off my Maeser Sheni, my Maeser Ani, depending on what year it is, that would also be defined by the Shlish. So that means we have three three different fruits here that the Torah gave a special dinim on, which include these olives that we've spoken about, the anovim, the grapes that we spoke about, and the te'inim that were the first Mishnah. How about normal perot ha'ilan? Well, we don't have these rumazim. Shar ko perot ha'ilan bo'onatam b'ma'asrot, ke'onatam b'ma'asrot, ke'onatam b'shvi'i. Masha inkein, the only ones that have this special heter, that even before they reach the onatam b'ma'asrot, they are still usable. This is true only of them, but things other than that, and that goes according to the Mishnah in Maaseres that defines what the stages are to be chayav in Maaser, and only if it's chayav in Maaser is it considered to be usable and edible. Now, remember that one of the things la'ochla means is that you cannot waste any of it, right? That's what we've been talking about, not to eat things that are not properly ripened, because then basically you are wasting and you're not using it in the most effective manner. So this would be true when it comes to fruit that are already on a tree, but it is a poor quality tree, which is more valuable for its wood than for its production. Now, a tree like that, there is no iser on cutting down, because the only din of bal tashchit is where, in fact, it's hashchata, and it isn't worth more cut down than it is sitting there and producing very little. So a tree like that will run you into other problems when it comes to shviyas, because you can make up your mind which one of your olive trees. I'm sorry that Ira's not taking us on a tour of his olives this morning, but you can decide which one of your olive trees you want to replace, you want to cut it down, you want to put. But you can't do that in Shemitah, because if you cut down an olive tree that has already started producing olives this year, then you're going to be wasting those fruit. And that's a different issue. Besides Baal Tashchis, it's the wasting of the fruit of Shemitah, which has the Kedusha Shviyas, and which is La'ochla, the Lola Hefsei. So at what point are different trees considered to be a hefsed of usable perot shvi'it? So Beit Shammai says, look, any tree, Mishi Yotzi, now this big machlokas over here among Rishonim, there's even a stira in Rashi. In some places he says Mishi Yotzi means where you first have a budding, which is before Chanata, or in other places he says it means, as other Rishonim do, when it starts producing leaves, even that is very early. I mean, it doesn't have any visible fruit on it. And even there, it's considered to be a fruit tree, according to Beit Shammai, which is very machmir. Beit Hillel says, well, it depends on the fruit. If you're talking about charuvim, now charuvim, they start hanging on the tree, meaning that their weight is enough to make a perceptible change in the branch, and now the branch is being weighted down. That's called mishi shalesh. So at the time that they're hanging, gifanim, from the stage of girua. Girua means that they have seeds inside. So from that stage that they're already a fruit that actually has seeds much later than the shiotzi. Zeitim, from the time that the blossoms appear on the olives. And other trees, it's mishiotzi. Now, over here, mishiotzi seems to mean, according to everybody, but it's not clear. There are those who say that, look, Rashi would stick with his mishiotzi, would mean over here, mishiotzi, he's agreeing with Beit Shammai's mishiotzi, and that would be mishiotzi just leaves, if you hold according to that approach. The chol ilan, kivan shebalonata ma'asrot, but once the tree is already ripened enough, and they don't need the tree because they can already be eaten because they were gilad onata ma'asrot, so then there's no problem because you're not destroying them by cutting down the tree. It's like picking them off the tree. We already said once it was nogea that point, so therefore there wouldn't be a problem. Now, the question about, in general, what is considered to be a iser of Baal Tashchis, where you actually have a choshev tree that is producing a choshev amount of fruit. So what would be the question about defining the Baal Tashchis issues? So how many olives are worthwhile for you to maintain an olive tree and not to be allowed to cut it down, it would be a rova. All it would be, this is not referring to a revius, this is referring to the rova hakav. So a rova of a kav of olives, if it can't produce even that, so then forget it. You don't have to keep it up, and you're not going to be over on baltashkes. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, look, it depends on the tree. I mean, how good are the olives? I mean, you can't just say the amount of fruit. I mean, suppose it's like a very choshev olive and it's a boutique olive. So then maybe even less would be considered to be choshev for marketing a boutique olive, you know. Hakolafi azayit, it all depends on the specific olive tree that you have. Now, we have not yet identified a relationship between the various Mishnayos, and tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, I think that we'll begin seeing what's going on over here, and I'll point out to you what looks to be the possible solution to our conundrum about the structure of Perek Dalet, because it will relate to the structure of Perek Hey, Bezrat Hashem.